Sunday, January 2nd, I talked to the president a couple of times on the phone today, mainly on minor details regarding the TV for tonight and some schedule items for Monday. He was concerned about a report in Buchanan's news summary that said that told about the Daniel Shore story last night, saying that Conley and the president were having a falling out. President said he wanted to see Conley for dinner Wednesday evening in California and suggested I give Conley a call to make sure everything's okay there. I did so, and Conley couldn't have been more cheerful, said that he had called the president yesterday to wish him a happy new year but hadn't been able to get through, said the general outlook was very good and as far as the country's attitude is concerned, that the president should be confident on both domestic and international fronts, but not over-optimistic. He feels there's a tide of confidence building in the country, much less anger and less frustration in people than there has been in years, that we're making progress on the international front, the domestic situation looks good, the stock market's going up, so on. I asked him if he thought we had suffered from the North Vietnam bombing this last week, and he said not at all, that the story will only last a couple of days, and in 10 days from now, no one will remember we did it. He did suggest that the president on the international thing not say that we've solved all our problems with our trading partners. He should sound like he's looking after American interests, because that's what all Americans want at any level. I checked, or reported this back to the president. He felt better about it, said that he agreed that on the bombing thing we have no problem, that it's just that the press have to find some negative story to run with. And so this is what they're using. He also raised the point that on the plane going out tomorrow he wants me to spend some time with Bill Rogers, getting his advice on schedule and so forth, politically, the press conferences, speeches, use of television, all his PR judgment. And then the president will meet with Rogers and me on this subject end of January 2nd.